late Sunday afternoon, another Minnesota team will play for the title. They have a chance to win the championship, first ever championship in PWHL. Minnesota takes on Boston, and general manager of PWHL Minnesota, Natalie Darwitz, joins us. Natalie, good to visit with you, and here we are on the brink of a title. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like 9 months ago, I didn't think we didn't have a league, let alone a Walter Cup, so this is really exciting, and the fact that the state of hockey is contention tomorrow to bring home the first ever Walter Cup trophy, it's pretty spectacular. So we're super excited. Had a great crowd last night at Excel, and hoping for an even bigger crowd to hopefully help lift us in the trophy.
Yeah, and a huge opportunity to be able to get it done on the home ice. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, you couldn't have scripted it better, and hopefully that comes to fruition tomorrow night. And, you know, to do it in front of our hometown crowd, who have been behind us all year long. And it will just make memories for the rest of these players' lives, and hopefully the little girls in the stands that will create real-life dreams that they can have in 10, 15 years, do the same thing that they're going to see on the ice, hopefully, tomorrow night.
Yeah, Natalie, a moment ago you brought it up. Not even a year ago that this came together. You became the general manager, and you had to put a team together. What was your thought at that time on putting this club together and how it ultimately did come together?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky to and fortunate enough to get the number one pick, and it was a no-brainer to take hometown superstar Taylor Heisey, and she's just been on a tear on the ice for us the last if there's MVP for playoffs, it's 100% her right now. So, you know, it was all about constructing a team that we had, you know, the makeup of a championship team, which includes, you know, two or three superstars, which we have, and then and a great supporting cast and role players with a lot of Minnesota flavor. And then obviously on the back end, any championship team has great goaltending. So Maddie Rooney is an Andover product, and Nicole Hensley had been sharing goaltending duties. And Nicole is probably a Minnesota transplant anyway. She lives here full time now. So we have a great Minnesota flavor and on our roster. And if it's not from Minnesota, they have ties to Minnesota, whether it was playing in the WCHA or you know, going to Shattuck St. Mary's in prep hockey. So we just have a great makeup. And right now I love that we're getting scoring from our superstars in Taylor Heisey, and we're getting secondary scoring from our role players. Cindy Brott scored her first goal of the season last year. Whenever that can happen, you can get secondary scoring from your third and fourth line. It's on the right track for us to win a championship.
And there is no doubt the goaltending is huge. Both goalies have contributed in this playoff run with huge games.
Huge. I mean, Maddie Rooney got us going, right? We were in the hole, kind of like the Timberwolves you mentioned. We're 0-2 in Toronto, and Maddie Rooney came in and absolutely was lights out, two shutouts. You know, just had an off game in the first game, one of the finals, and those goals certainly weren't her fault, but... And then we went with Nicole Hensley, and then Nicole Hensley's lights out. And so we just kind of have this 1-2 punch at any moment. They can give us a great goaltending and keep us in the game. So we're super lucky that we have those guys backstopping our defense, and they've probably been a huge credit to why we are in the finals and why we're hopefully going to clinch tomorrow night.
PWHL General Manager Natalie Darwitz joining us on the line. They play for the title tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You mentioned the fan support and how good it's been, and being able to play in the XL Energy Center. I mean, certainly a big league atmosphere. The fans have stepped up. I mean, it's been extraordinary.
Yeah, you certainly, you know, the minute we were set to play in XL Energy Center, it did two things. Number one, it gave us credibility that this was a professional league and we're going to do things the right way. We're going to build it. Number two, you know, just totally gracious, and it gives me goosebumps that the state of hockey has come out and supported us the way they have. You know, we had a 9,000 and change last night, and hopefully, maybe with not the ideal Minnesota Memorial Weekend weather, hopefully we'll get, you know, 10, 13 plus tomorrow, and to hopefully help us hoist a cup. And By no means am I surprised by the support. Just the state of hockey is just amazing, and they love their hockey year. And it's just great to see the families in the stands and the little girls now, like I mentioned, that have a dream that they can become reality one day.
And how do people get in the building if they want to? Do they go to the website? What's the easiest way?
You know, I probably should know this better than how I'm going to say this, but if just go to PWHL website and there should be a Ticketmaster, yep. Or go to the Wild. If you got the Wild app, we're on there. We do all, you know, the Wild have been gracious and utilize a lot of their resources. So any of those scenarios in the world of Google and Siri these days, just type it in and something will pop up, I'm sure.
Yeah, Natalie, I want to get your thoughts on the league, big picture. Year one, you're playing for the championship tomorrow. Best of luck to Minnesota in that endeavor. But how, from your chair, how is the league overall done? We know it's been a huge success here. Is it all good league-wide?
Yeah, I think it's surpassed expectations. I think we all knew the product on the ice with only six teams, you know, the best players in the world. I think we knew the product on the ice was going to be there. It was a matter of were people going to come out and take notice, and they certainly have. And, you know, really proud of what we did in Minnesota and our organization, and hats off to our staff who's worked tirelessly, who has done job descriptions, not in their job description, to make this thing a success year one across the whole league. Obviously we know Canada's deep rooted in hockey and they've had success with their crowds and everything. So I think year one, if we flourished, I think the reality is how do we sustain this years two through five and then hopefully expand and grow and do bigger and better things. So, but for year one, I think we learned a lot. There's a lot of positives. There's areas to take away from, and we could do this and that better, and we will. But for overall, it's just been a phenomenal year, and we have so much to be thankful for.
And Natalie, you mentioned year two and beyond, the draft coming to St. Paul Roy Wilkins Auditorium in June, and the number of players that have declared for the draft, not only Americans, not only Canadians, but Europeans. So the talent pool is, as you alluded to, is deep, and there's going to be heavy competition going into six training camps next year.
Absolutely. I mean, I think 160 plus have declared for the draft.
Yep.
There's only six teams, right? So if you do the math, there's going to be, unfortunately, great hockey players on the outside looking in. And that's just the growing pains of where we're at. We want to obviously keep the high level of play on the ice really high and have the best players possible. But, you know, it's a testament to our state that we were picked to host the draft. You know, we have a great fan base here and a great outpour of success. So credit to our state of hockey for getting the draft here. And it's going to be exciting. It's seven rounds. You know, we have a lot of Minnesota products in the draft too. Madeline Webbington from the Gophers, Abby Boreen, you know, who played with us a little bit this year, has to declare for the draft. So, and we'll be the third overall pick. So, we're sitting in a good spot, and hopefully we can add to our roster here in a couple weeks.
So a chance to win a championship tomorrow. And it was touch and go if this team was even going to get into the playoffs. There had to be a little nervous energy, if you will. The way this team, you know, got to the end of the regular season, it was a struggle. But you got in and have made the most of it.
Yeah, the hockey gods helped us out a little bit right. as we squeaked in without. I think we went 0-6 in our last games of the regular season, so it wasn't ideal in how we certainly drew it up and. But, you know, the hockey gods helped us out. We got in, and once we got in, we kind of, you know, breath of fresh air and new life. And honestly, you know, the players we have on this roster, they turned it around. They have a demeanor about them now. When we were down 0-2 to Toronto, there was a demeanor about these players that said enough's enough, and they just took it upon themselves to take this out in their own hands and to get going and get some wins on the board. So it's a great group, super proud of them, and hopefully they can kind of cap off this Cinderella story here in a way of getting into playoffs and make it a positive and something to laugh about, obviously, if we can win.
Yeah, Natalie, you're a Minnesota hockey legend. There's no doubt about it. What does it mean to you to be a part of this?
You know, it's special. Obviously, nothing like this was around when we were players, and certainly players like myself and Chrissy Wendell and, you know, Winnie Brode, and I can just keep going down the list of the Minnesota legends. We would have loved this. To have the resources to play, to have the crowd support, to play in Excel. So the fact that, you know, we're going to walk away from it saying we were able to push the path forward, even though we didn't reap what we sowed, you know, we helped it. And so being on the GM side and being on the hockey app side, it's tremendously special to see this and to help grow it in a different way. You know, obviously I'm growing it off the ice and by drafting this team and doing things for our Minnesota organization as the GM. So it's super special, and I think all these players know that this wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't the players that came before them. And the players that we have 10 to 15 years down the road, this wouldn't be possible for them if we didn't have the current players. So it's just, that's how life works, and it's been an honor and a privilege to be a part of this and push the path forward for women's hockey and women's sports, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, Natalie, good to visit with you. Good luck tomorrow on home ice as you try to clinch a title. Once again, 5 o'clock, puck drops. Once again, Minnesota up 2-1 against Boston in that best-of-5 championship series. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Natalie Darwitz, General Manager, PWHL, Minnesota, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Late Sunday afternoon, another Minnesota team will play for the title. They have a chance to win the championship, first ever championship in PWHL. Minnesota takes on Boston, and General Manager of PWHL Minnesota, Natalie Darwitz, joins us. Natalie, good to visit with you, and here we are on the brink of a title. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like 9 months ago, I didn't think we didn't have a league, let alone a Walter Cup, so this is really exciting, and the fact that the state of hockey is contention tomorrow to bring home the first ever Walter Cup trophy, it's pretty spectacular, so we're super excited. Had a great crowd last night at Excel, and hoping for an even bigger crowd to hopefully help lift us in the trophy.
Yeah, and a huge opportunity to be able to get it done on the home ice. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, you couldn't have scripted it better, and hopefully that comes to fruition tomorrow night. And, you know, to do it in front of our hometown crowd. Who have been behind us all year long, and it will just make memories for the rest of these players' lives, and hopefully the little girls in the stands that will create real life dreams that they can have in 10, 15 years, do the same thing that they're going to see on the ice hopefully tomorrow night.
Yeah, Natalie, a moment ago you brought it up. Not even a year ago that this came together. You became the general manager, and you had to put a team together. What was your thought at that time on putting this club together and how it ultimately did come together?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky to and fortunate enough to get the number one pick, and it was a no-brainer to take hometown superstar Taylor Heise, and she's just been on a tear on the ice for us the last if there's an MVP for playoffs, it's 100% her right now, so you know, it was all about constructing a team that we had, you know, the makeup of a championship team, which includes, you know, two or three superstars, which we have, and then a great supporting cast and role players with a lot of Minnesota flavor. And then obviously on the back end, any championship team has great goaltending. So Maddie Rooney is an Andover product, and Nicole Hensley had been sharing goaltending duties. And Nicole is probably a Minnesota transplant anyway. She lives here full time now. So we have a great Minnesota flavor and on our roster, and if it's not from Minnesota, they have ties to Minnesota, whether it was playing in the WCHA or, you know, going to Shattuck St. Mary's in prep hockey. So we just have a great makeup, and right now I love that we're getting scoring from our superstars in Taylor Heise, and we're getting secondary scoring from our role players. Cindy Brott scored her first goal of the season last year. Whenever that can happen, you can get secondary scoring from your third and fourth line, it's on the right track for us to win a championship.
And there is no doubt the goaltending is huge. Both goalies have contributed in this playoff run with huge games.
Huge. I mean, Matty Rooney got us going, right? We were in the hole, kind of like the Timberwolves you mentioned. We're 0-2 in Toronto, and Matty Rooney came in and absolutely was lights out, two shutouts. You know, just had an off game in the first game, one of the finals, and those goals certainly weren't her fault. But and then we went with Nicole Hensley, and then Nicole Hensley's lights out. And so we just kind of have this 1-2 punch at any moment. They can give us a great goaltending and keep us in the game. So we're super lucky that we have those guys backstopping our defense, and they've probably been a huge credit to why we are in the finals and why we're hopefully going to clinch tomorrow night.
PWHL General Manager Natalie Darwitz joining us on the line. They play for the title tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You mentioned the fan support and how good it's been and being able to play in the XL Energy Center. I mean, certainly a big league atmosphere. The fans have stepped up. I mean, it's been extraordinary.
Yeah, you certainly, you know, the minute we were set to play in XL Energy Center, it did two things. Number one, it gave us credibility that this was a professional league and we're going to do things the right way. We're going to build it. Number two, you know, just totally gracious and it gives me goosebumps that the state of hockey has come out and supported us the way they have. You know, we had a 9,000 and change last night, and hopefully maybe with not the ideal Minnesota Memorial weekend weather, hopefully we'll get, you know, 10, 13 plus tomorrow and to hopefully help us hoist a cup. And by no means am I surprised by the support. Just the state of hockey is just amazing, and they love their hockey here. And it's just great to see the families in the stands and the little girls now, like I mentioned, that have a dream that they can become reality one day.
And how do people get in the building if they want to? Do they go to the website? What's the easiest way?
You know, I probably should know this better than how I'm going to say this, but if just go to PWHL website and there should be a Ticketmaster, yep. Or go to the Wild. If you got in the Wild app, we're on there. We do all, you know, the Wild have been gracious and utilize a lot of their resources. So any of those scenarios in the world of Google and Siri these days, just type it in and something will pop up, I'm sure.
Yeah, Natalie, I want to get your thoughts on the league, big picture. Year one, you're playing for the championship tomorrow. Best of luck to Minnesota in that endeavor. But how, from your chair, how is the league overall done? We know it's been a huge success here. Is it all good league-wide?
Yeah, I think it's surpassed expectations. I think we all knew the product on the ice with only six teams, you know, the best players in the world. I think we knew the product on the ice was going to be there. It was a matter of were people going to come out and take notice, and they certainly have. And, you know, really proud of what we did in Minnesota and our organization, and hats off to our staff who's worked tirelessly, who has done job descriptions not in their job description to make this thing a success year one across the whole league. Obviously we know Canada's deep rooted in hockey and they've had success with their crowds and everything. So I think year one, if we flourished, I think the reality is how do we sustain this years 2 through 5 and then hopefully expand and grow and do bigger and better things. So but for year one, I think we learned a lot. There's a lot of positives. There's areas to take away from, and we could do this and that better, and we will. But for overall, it's just been a phenomenal year, and we have so much to be thankful for.
And Natalie, you mentioned year two and beyond the draft coming to St. Paul Roy Wilkins Auditorium in June, and the number of players that have declared for the draft, not only Americans, not only Canadians, but Europeans. So the talent pool is, as you alluded to, is deep, and there's going to be heavy competition going into six training camps next year.
Absolutely. I mean, I think 160 plus have declared for the draft. Yep. There's only six teams, right? So if you do the math, there's going to be, unfortunately, great hockey players on the outside looking in. And that's just the growing pains of where we're at. We want to obviously keep the high level of play on the ice really high and have the best players possible. But You know, it's a testament to our state that we were picked to host the draft. You know, we have a great fan base here and a great outpour of success. So credit to our state of hockey for getting the draft here. And it's going to be exciting. It's 7 rounds. You know, we have a lot of Minnesota products in the draft too. Madeline Wethington from the Gophers, Abby Boreen, you know, who played with us a little bit this year, has to declare for the draft. So, and we'll be the 3rd overall pick. So, we're sitting in a good spot, and hopefully we can add to our roster here in a couple weeks.
So a chance to win a championship tomorrow. And it was touch and go if this team was even going to get into the playoffs. There had to be a little nervous energy, if you will. The way this team, you know, got to the end of the regular season, it was a struggle. But you got in and have made the most of it.
Yeah, the hockey gods helped us out a little bit right. as we squeaked in without. I think we went 0-6 in our last games of the regular season, so it wasn't ideal in how we certainly drew it up. And but you know, the hockey gods helped us out. We got in, and once we got in, we kind of, you know, breath of fresh air and new life. And honestly, you know, the players we have on this roster, they turned it around. They have a demeanor about them now. When we were down 0-2 to Toronto, there was a demeanor about these players that said enough's enough, and they just took it upon themselves to take this out in their own hands and to get going and get some wins on the board. So it's a great group, super proud of them, and hopefully they can kind of cap off this Cinderella story here in a way of getting into playoffs and make it a positive and something to laugh about, obviously, if we can win.
Yeah, Natalie, you're a Minnesota hockey legend. There's no doubt about it. What does it mean to you to be a part of this?
You know, it's special. Obviously, nothing like this was around when we were players, and certainly players like myself and Chrissy Wendell and, you know, Winnie Brode, and I can just keep going down the list of the Minnesota legends. We would have loved this. It's to have the resources to play, to have the crowd support, to play in Excel. So the fact that, you know, we're going to walk away from it saying we were able to push the path forward, even though we didn't reap what we sowed, you know, we helped it. And so being on the GM side and being on the hockey ops side, it's tremendously special to see this and to help grow it in a different way. You know, obviously I'm growing it off the ice and by drafting this team and doing things for our Minnesota organization as the GM. So it's super special. And I think all these players know that this wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't the players that came before them. And the players that we have 10 to 15 years down the road, this wouldn't be possible for them if we didn't have the current players. So it's just, that's how life works. And it's been an honor and a privilege to be a part of this and push the path forward for women's hockey and women's sports. And I'm very thankful for that.
Well, Natalie, good to visit with you. Good luck tomorrow on home ice as you try to clinch a title. Once again, 5 o'clock, puck drops. Once again, Minnesota up 2-1 against Boston in that best-of-5 championship series. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Natalie Darwitz, General Manager, PWHL Minnesota, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO.